On University at Albany Week, Western wildfire smoke isn't just a concern for the Western U.S. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Bhupal Shrestha, senior research scientist, examines how the East Coast also feels the effects.
Multiple studies have found that hotter, drier conditions due to climate change have led to increased wildfire activity in the Western U.S. and Southern Canada over the last several decades. However, new data shows that more frequent and intense wildfires not only impact the air quality and visibility in surrounding areas, but also as far as the East Coast. In July 2021, our research team at the University at Albany used real-time observational data from the New York State MeasureNet, an advanced statewide network of weather stations, to monitor transported wildfire smoke and its impact on air pollution across New York. To detect wildfire smoke, we relied on data from MeasureNet's 17 profiled sites. Each site is equipped with scanning Doppler LiDAR and microwave radiometer that scan the atmospheric boundary layer and report back in real time. The data is collected, quality controlled, and archived every 10 minutes. Two significant observations of elevated air pollutants less than 2.5 micrometers or PM2.5 were recorded across the profiling network between July 18 to 20 and July 25 to 27, timed around the peak of summer wildfire season. The increased emissions started about 36 hours earlier in upstate region than in downstate region, providing convincing evidence that aerosols were transported from western wildfires and moving across New York, not from the local sources. To be sure, we also used satellite imagery and a back trajectory model to confirm and track the transport path of the emissions arriving in New York. PM2.5 emissions have declined across New York and nationally over the last few decades due to new environmental mandates and regulations. But as shown in our research, increased western wildfire activity threatens to reverse nationwide efforts to reduce air pollution.
That was Bhupal Shrestha of the University at Albany. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.